5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The Bay Marie, you would have given an absolute pounding.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'd never had pancakes before.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
But I finally got my way.
Why?
Well, I'm sick hanging around with you two.
What are you doing?
Dragging me down visually.
Why? Oh.
Well, have a look at you. Brad looks like he's got the mumps and
he has
put on 45 kilos in lockdown. So what I've done today is got Sam Wood and Lockie Weller, who both resemble me.
Oh.
So it's coming. I've brought the show back to being visually enjoyable.
What a flog.
Fat.
Yep.
That's what's coming up.
Well,
by the way, Lockie Weller flying, club flying.
Lockie Weller
and
on.
Sammy Wood, we need to find out, for all the people listening, what they can still do in lockdown to maintain a good fitness level.
At home, Jim.
That's it.
Just not under the covers. By the way, Lockie Weller on the show, I know who will be listening today.
Oh, no.
Your partner.
She does. Oh, it's a while ago. It was when he was playing for Freo. Yeah. We were watching the game at home, and I was watching, obviously, a bit more intently than she was. And then suddenly I heard from behind me this, can you just rewind that? And I said, what for? She didn't even know she was watching. I rewound and there it was. Lock just parked full screen. She went, who's that there? he's a good-looking boy, Lockie Weller, and good player too.
Yeah. He is indeed. G'day, Rabsy.
Essendon's new gun, 20-year-old full forward Matthew Lloyd, refused to be involved with the calendar last year because he simply felt he hadn't paid his football dues. This year, he agreed to pose.
Oh, yeah, the football will always come first, and then sometime down the track, I might see myself as a sex symbol.
What about our dopey, Sam?
We played that on Sunday, Jim. When he first started out, he used to talk. He was in first or second gear. Now he's about fourth or fifth, but he was a slow talker.
The old days with the turntable when you had a single on at album speed. Like he just voiced it. What is he on about, our man?
That was Emery Sparkman too, do I? Remember Sparkman?
Yeah, Spark, great girl.
Oh, great girl.
I see our kids go to the same school.
Yeah.
So I see Lordo, at the minute, but in general play. Yeah. Very good man.
Great man. He's good at his footy too. Yes. He's very good on the Sunday footy show. He could easily go into coaching.
Well, he does at Halebury.
Yeah.
Looks after their first 18. And they just keep winning.
And they look after his...
Oh, Bill, I would be careful with that. No, good man. But he did sound very, very dopey.
Oh, very
what about
dopey.
Nath Brown?
Nath.
When he finds something like that, how much does he love the delivery of it?
He loves
it. He's a naughty little man, Nath. That's what he is.
When Juddy stuffs up, he likes finding stuff about Juddy.
Duke, when he calls the replay, couldn't be happier. Anyone's pain... He rejoices.
He's gain.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey, what did you think of the footy last night? Monday night footy, Jim?
Well, they didn't know when they put it together that it was going to be involving Adelaide, who are battling, but they had a crack.
They did.
They nearly got themselves back into it.
Well, they did in the last quarter. Yeah. A bit of a chance. I tell you who have had a poor weekend, Jim. The umpires.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a good night. That's true.
I reckon they started terribly Thursday night. And then they finished terribly Monday night. Good to see big Texan kick a couple
Texan,
of goals.
Nice. And started to get that ping back into his act.
Yeah, he did. He actually looked like he wanted to be out there. So, poor old Adelaide. Only 22,000, wasn't there? I mean, were there?
I did read it.
Old
research, Brownless.
Hang on, research.
Come on, research.
Anyway, we move on, Jim. The men's T20 World Cup has been postponed. It's going to be in Australia. It's going to be postponed.
That's a smart decision.
Smart decision. Either 21 or 22.
Yeah. Well, you need enough time in the schedule to get all the countries here. So,
all right.
No, they had to do that.
Hey, a bit of basketball. I like this.
Don't get off cricket just yet.
Why?
Well, what about what happened in England? Stoker.
Stoker. All right.
They get nice and wound up about Stoker, but they can because he is a star of our game.
Is he the best cricketer in the world?
Well, you would say because he does both.
Coley or Stephen Smith are probably the two you'd think of.
Oh, yeah, or Pat Cummins. But they're both batters and bowlers. Yeah. This bloke combines the two skills. And he is a match winner. So, they are right to get very excited about Ben Stoker.
In the dick!
He is.
In the dick. did you see what he did in the second innings when they needed quick runs?
Yep.
He smashed 78 off 57 deliveries.
He flushes it. He hits it very clean. But I love how he grabs the ball and impacts there too. Yeah. He's just a fine player.
Did you see your man Sibley or whatever, Dibley or whatever his name is, He actually used his saliva to rub the ball.
Come on, Dom.
So, which you're not allowed,
not allowed to do.
But they're keeping an eye on it. Yep. So what happened? The umpire had to get it, had to get out his little cloth and give it a good rub before the bowler could bowl it again.
I am of the opinion that is ridiculous, by the way. Mm. If all the players in the game have been tested and the officials have, why do you need to worry about it?
I don't know.
If you know they all don't have the disease, why can't you use saliva?
You've got to have these rules, Jim.
But why?
Rules in place.
I don't understand.
Basketball, Jim.
Come on.
Do you know who Stephen Adams is?
No. Nope.
Plays for Oklahoma. He's a Kiwi.
Right.
And he was asked at a press conference. Have a listen to this. We've got the audio. He was asked about what it is like to live inside the Atlanta bubble.
It's all good, mate. Let's be clear, mate. This is not Syria, mate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. It's not that difficult, mate. You know what I mean? We're living in a bloody resort.
What bubble was that, Rabbit?
Orlando.
I think he said
Orlando.
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 The Orlando
bubble. Can we get that back up,
no,
please?
No, we can't. It's not Syria. Mate, it's not that hard. We live in a bloody resort. I like that. Good on him. That's the attitude you need, Jim. And he's a Kiwi. He said, right, mate,
before the
time.
End of this segment, I'm going to get that back up, Rabbits. Yes, you are. Given that we're going to be able to manufacture it, you'll be getting that back up before the end of the segment.
Well, Jim,
yes.
We're live, so you can't.
Yeah, all right. We won't then.
Coaches' votes. I'll do a bit of padding here.
Right,
for
go on.
Tenors, Jordan DeGoey. Difference.
Yes.
Tim English. He's going well.
Very well.
A nice little English lesson. Charlie Dixon. Nice 10 there, Jim.
Yes.
Hugh Greenwood. We'll ask Lockie about Hugh Greenwood. Yes. He's going better. He got a 10.
Nice.
Christian Petrarca.
Yeah, magnificent.
Nona.
Did that game. Nona. Beautiful football he's playing.
And Josh Kennedy got a 10. And Jack Steele from last night got a 10. So the leaderboard.
Yes.
Lockie Neal on 40. Jack Steele on 31.
That's good going for Jack Steele.
Yeah, and Petrarca on 30. So good on him. So that's a coach's award. But
so
there's a,
is that the end of
that's
our
a huge wrap.
Is that the end of the wrap?
Yeah.
Righto.
Rabbits, come on.
Here it is.
Come on.
He was asked about what it is like to live inside the Atlanta bubble.
Atlanta? What the hell is that?
I said Atlanta.
We know what you said.
You just did it again.
What the hell is it?
Well, it's a country.
No, it's Orlando, not Atlanta.
It's a city.
Oklahoma. Oh, that's who he plays for, in Orlando.
There we are.
There you go. Break now, Rebs, and we'll move on.
We can't get Lockie Weller on quick enough.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And from the stoppage, Lockie Weller just roves it beautifully. Oh, he read that one magnificently, and then the snap at goal is an absolute beauty.
I watch the Gold Coast Suns, Fat, and every now and then this man comes on the screen and fair dinkum, it's
misses.
Like looking in a mirror.
No.
That's what it is. Lockie Weller joins us. Hello to you, Lock.
Hey, boys.
Very, very nice to have you on board, mate. And just at a time when the footy club's going beautifully, must be a good place to be around.
Yeah, definitely. It's really exciting times at the moment. Playing some really good footy and getting a bit of reward for our effort over the last couple of years. So that's good.
Oh, look at the ladder, Jim. Sixth, the Gold Coast Suns. 4-3, St Kilda in there, Porter on top. It's a different looking ladder, which we love.
Yep.
Hey, mate, I'll tell you what, we all love the young blokes, but yourself, and I'll tell you what, they picked up a nice couple of boys in Huey Greenwood and Brandon Ellis. They've been outstanding.
Yeah, they've been great. As soon as they walked in the club, they've brought heap of knowledge. Obviously, Brando has played in a really good side over the last few years, and Huey's great for our culture and on the field. He's bringing it as well. He's leading the comp in tackles and makes everyone's job a lot easier when he's doing that.
And you got the young boys, of course. Ooh. Lots made of the names: Lekosius, Rankin, King, Rowell, Anderson. They're just beauties, but they must also inject a real level of enthusiasm around the place.
Yeah, definitely. We're so lucky to have them boys come in and play a role straight away. Like, I know for me, I'm only 24, but there's guys like Dave Swallow and Jared Harbour, Jared Witts, Pierce Hanley that just want success now. And we're just so lucky that they can come in and make a difference straight away. And we love having them around.
Yeah, tell us something about them. I'm going to read you out a couple of names. Jack Lekosius now. tell us about Lekosius because he might be the best shot on goal I have seen. But what don't we know about Lekosius?
Yeah, best shot on goal, and he's a backman, so I don't know what's going on there. But,
yeah.
He's a massive kick. I reckon he could go to America punting, but he practices him. He's out there after the training, practicing his torps and stuff like that. He loves kicking a long ball, but he's got super talent.
What about Isaac Rankin? Speaking about talent, feeding goals, pole vaulting around the lounge room the other day. That when he kicked, he's in his first game, and he's gone again in the second game.
Yeah, it's pretty special. We love playing with him, and I think there's one goal that he might have stole off Luke Parker. Yeah. He kicked a point actually, and George Hewitt from the Sydney Swans was just like looking at me. He's like, "What's with this bloke?" Like in the middle of the game, I was like, "I don't know, mate." Like, I can't explain it. I've never done what he does, so I can't really explain it.
And Matty Rao, mate, unfortunately not playing, but the big red bull, he's something too.
Yeah, no, we would obviously love to have Rowley out there, and he's itching to get out there. But, it's unfortunate, but, you know, he's an absolute star, and we can't wait for him to be back and playing footy with us again.
So how's that all handled by Stewie Jew? You've got this incredible young talent, and young talent needs harnessing, Lock. As you know, you've got to allow them to have their head, but also there's a structure around there as well. How do these young blokes all go with that?
No, they're pretty good. If you talk about Noah Anderson, he just sees the game really well. He's come in and he's telling some of the senior blokes what to do. So with these academies these days, with the AFL Academy and the pathway that they come in, is they learn a lot, and they're looking at vision already before they get into the AFL. So I don't think I ever had down the ground vision before I played AFL. So they're coming in with a heap of knowledge straight away. But yeah, as you said, you just got to let them do what they do and really celebrate it, because when our young players get a bit of confidence, it's hard to stop.
Oh, now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. A little break here, Bill.
Yes.
I'm going to ask about Nicola.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's coming hard at Lock.
And fiancé, Jim.
Fiancé and all of the things that brings with it. So can you stick around, please?
Yes.
Good man.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and from the flying Gold Coast Suns, Lockie Weller joins us.
Most beautiful man in the world, old Fabio Weller.
That's it. And Nicola, of course. Now, when are we getting together properly, please?
Not sure. I wanted to quickly get it done, because now you can't have a heap of people at your wedding, so it's a really good opportunity to have a cheap wedding.
Yes.
But she's holding off so we can get everyone up here. But, I've got a few relatives down in Tassie, so I might have to wait till the borders open up.
Is she a Brisbane girl? Where's she from?
Gold Coast, yeah.
Oh, Gold Coast. Beautiful. Nice. So you got the family local.
Oh, exactly. I tell you what is cute. The dog. What kind of dog is that?
What are you guys looking at?
We get good intel, Doc. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, she's a good-looking dog as well.
Hey, mate, what about prime time? We love this. Thursday night footy this week,
yes,
Jim.
Please.
V the Bulldogs. Going to be a great game. First ever game played not on a Saturday or a Sunday for the Suns.
Beautiful. And against a bloody good mob too, Lock. They're going well, the Dogs.
Yeah, they're red hot at the moment. Watched a bit of their game against Essendon, and they're looking good. They're looking like what they did when they won that flag. Their pressure's right up, and their midfield are definitely going. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Mm. All right. I want to just get back to the wedding for a second. Your brother, sorry, Mav, Jim. Any role
for
him?
Mav. Yeah. Where's Mav?
He's in Melbourne still.
What's he doing?
He's a bit of everything. He's got his finger in a few things, but...
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. He's always been the trouble kid, so...
I know. Well, and he wasn't happy when he was playing AFL footy. We used to get him on the... on the line talking to Triple M Footy, Lock, and we always used to say to him, because he fancied himself as a very good-looking bloke, and
we said,
mate, you're not even the best-looking bloke in your own family.
Yeah,
he was kidding himself.
He was kidding himself.
He didn't like that.
He
hates it.
No, but now, is he coming up once we sort this date out?
he'll definitely be there.
Bugger him.
He'll be up for a free meal.
Oh, of course he would be. Speaking of, where are they now? Where is Rory Thompson and where is 2 meter Peter, Big Peter Wright?
Well, Rory's still come back from his knee.
Right.
He's had a couple of little setbacks. But
yep.
Not 100% sure, but he's not too far away.
Yeah.
And with Pete, Sammy Day and Ben King are kind of getting it done at the moment. So he's weighed in the background, but he was definitely playing some really good footy in the NEAFL and, oh, not really the NEAFL, it's in the AFL reserves comp at the moment, but yeah, you should see him pretty soon with these 5-day and 4-day breaks.
How are we squeaking by up on the Gold Coast, Lock? We're just down here. It's 4 degrees. We can't leave our house, otherwise we get put in prison. How's it going up there?
Yeah, I'm in shorts and T-shirt, no shoes on.
Oh.
20-odd degrees. It's pretty nice, mate.
And
I reckon all the Victorian clubs would be loving it up here.
No, they are. No doubt.
Hopefully it's a destination club soon. I've actually noticed they've been mowing the lawns a lot around the club and really putting it on show, so it's good.
What I've noticed down here, speaking about Lockie's dog and Nicola, of course, his dog, people here, Bill, walking their dogs all day, every day.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Well, that's one outing.
That's the only thing you're allowed to do.
You're one outing.
Down here is walk your dog.
And guess what they do when they go for a walk? Shit everywhere on the nature strips. It's exactly that, because they've been at home. Hey, I was going to ask about Stewie Jew. We love Stewie Jew. How's Stuart?
He's going really well. Obviously, you're always in better spirits when you're winning a few games. But, Stewie's great. Loving playing under him.
Signed on for another couple of years, there I reckon, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he did. Another couple.
No. He's a beauty, mate. And we're loving the way you're rolling. It's not only is it great to see Gold Coast looking like heading in the right direction after some, years that were hard, but also, as Bill said, like, we're loving the way you're actually playing the game. It's good to watch. You've got lots of great young talent, so keep that all going.
Thanks, boys. I'll try to.
All right. Good boy, Lockie.
See you, Lock.
Thanks, lads.
What up, mate?
You may remember our next guest watched his own series of The Bachelor at a pub with Billy.
I'm just hoping that all three of you will accept a rose.
Oh, I can't watch it. It's making me emotional.
Then he tried to help Billy lose weight at his gym.
Mid-workout, he's gone to get a selfie with someone.
Now he's here to help you stay fit at home while in lockdown. It's The Bachelor, now married with kids, Sam Wood.
Here he is. Hey, Woody. Woody, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. What an intro. Thank you very much.
Long time no speak. How are you? What have you been doing?
Mate, I'm all right. I'm all right. I guess you got to think of yourself as one of the lucky ones still working. My gym is closed, which gives you a nice little out, Bill, I guess, but you're not training, mate.
Well, I've been out there to the woodshed a couple of times, but it's been locked, so I just turn around and come home.
The dedication. You run out there, don't you?
Yeah, well, no, I can't run. And also you've added another member to the family. Were you and Snez?
That's right. Little Charlie turns one on Thursday. That's how fast that's gone. It's crazy. But, we're all – I'm at home in lockdown with all my girls, and life's pretty good.
Well, nothing new to Woody Jim, surrounded by females.
No, exactly right. Now, Samuel, we've reached crisis mode here. Bill's as fat as a fool. Honestly, he looks like a block of flats. And he wasn't great when you were looking after him, but by God, he's trained off. You should have a look at him. His guts is ridiculous.
Well, we just started to make some great progress too. And I do feel that I kind of let him down that we...
Yes.
When little Charlie came along, I asked him to take a little break so I could help at home, and we never really recovered, did we, Bill? So I'm going to take some of the blame.
You dropped me like a hot scone, fair dinkum. We're going well, we're meeting every week, and then Snez says, I need a bit more of your time, and you later, Bill.
Was having a baby. But, Sam, this doesn't point to being a good result to me. A single man who lives on his own and owns a pub. What chances he got?
Yeah. Well, they're pretty tough criteria to deal with, but no excuses. There's there's plenty we can do from home to keep ourselves in shape, and I would often talk to Bill about giving a bit of homework between our sessions, and I wasn't great with the old homework, Bill.
No. Well, I know what I could do, Jim, and all the people out there listening. They could go on Woody's 8-week challenge, and there's some money involved in this one, Woodster.
Yeah, it's our biggest 8-week challenge ever, mate. We've got $20,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs, and it's just kicked off. So if you do want to join it, you get your daily home workouts, your eating plan, your motivation, your support, and the best transformation wins $10,000, and the five runner-ups win $1,000 each, and then there's another $5,000 in prizes given away with our We spin the wheel, Bill, actually. Oh, I'm taking a week out of your wheel.
I can do that.
Weekly wheel spin. I've learned from the great man, and we give away cash and prizes every week with some awards and prizes as well.
So what is it? To explain what happens.
Well, you get full access to my program, which is your home workouts, your eating plan, your daily support. You know, we do HIIT and yoga and Pilates and little quick fit, which are 10-minute workouts only, and you can do them all from home. You don't need equipment.
Yep.
And then you get your eating plan, so, you know, you can understand that good, healthy food doesn't need to taste like cardboard, and it can be quick and easy and family-friendly meals.
Yep.
And then I think the big thing that most people need is some support, particularly in isolation and like we all are here in Melbourne. So you're part of a community. You get your daily motivational real-time videos from me. You've got all the support and help that you need to kind of keep you motivated and keep you on track, because most people start out all guns blazing and then lose their way a little bit. Yep. So, and then you keep your eye on the prize, and at the end, you could be $10,000 richer and a whole lot lighter.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. Now, explain to me with Snez whether she joins my partner Lisa in becoming an online shopaholic. Well, in this lockdown, Lisa, Sammy, seriously has bought, there's this brand now called PE Nation. I don't know if you know.
PE Nation. Yeah,
she has bought every item that they sell.
Look, I'm lucky, Bill, JB, that Snez is, she's an online window shopper.
Oh, cool.
Bill's
that's better.
Up the cart. But she's a bit of a tight ass.
Yeah, good.
And she never pulls the trigger. She has more online, full online shopping carts that you've ever seen.
That's funny.
I always say, what's going on? She's like, oh, I'm still thinking about it. It might go on sale. I'm good. Like, oh, my God. Just buy it already. It's That's last
funny.
Season.
That's funny. Yeah. It's gone nuts online shopping.
PE Nation.
PE Nation. It's Michael Clark's girl. I should know her name. Yeah. I don't.
Pip Edwards.
Pip Edwards. There we go.
Not Kylie.
Bill,
yeah.
It's gone bananas. The whole thing's gone
nuts.
Yeah, no, she's a rock star.
And tell me about the shag, please. You've let that flow a little. What's going on? Yeah, are we man-bunning?
We're not man-bunning, but it's not pretty. It's I made a bit of a pact that I wouldn't have a haircut in 2020. I thought this is one of those years that you probably don't do it. So we're halfway there. Let's see how we go. But
looks terrible. I tell you, and by the way, I saw you at Christmas time. I was driving down the beach there. You're looking at. I saw you walking along. Geez, you're carrying a bit. You were
a
bit chubby.
Here we go, pot black.
You were a bit chubby, Samuel. Were you or not? Did you lose your way a bit?
No, I got a little bit comfortable there after Charlie was born. I must admit, no sleep and a bit too much Uber Eats. So I needed to take a leaf out of my own book. But I've got the rig back in order now, mate.
Bachelor in Paradise. Are we watching any of that?
Not my cup of tea, mate.
A guilty flick over every now and then,
a little sneak peek. It pops up on your social.
Oh, social. I did see him on TV. Were you on Better Homes and Gardens or something the other night? I saw you.
Yeah, I'm the fitness guy on Better Homes this year, mate, which has been really enjoyable working with those guys. But you can't film any new content at the moment because of these restrictions. So. Can't wait to get back into it.
Yeah.
All right. 28 by Sam Wood. Get online, check that out, and there's good prizes to win. But also, just while you're stuck at home, you can stay fit, Fat.
I like it, except for the burpees, the jump squats, the push-ups, the mountain climbers, the planks, and the bicycle crunches.
So the whole program.
Apart from that, you love it.
Hey, great chatting, Sammy. Stay strong, man.
Anytime, boys. Thanks very much. Stay safe.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Now, good-looking show. Like I promised at the top, good-looking show. Lockie Weller, brilliant. Mm. Sam Wood, brilliant. Tomorrow, hump day quiz, how? It was horrible last week. Horrible. And last year. And Jimmy Warple.
Who was that?
From the Hawks.
No, we haven't.
He's one of about 14
Jaeger.
Kids.
I heard it was Jaeger. No.
Jimmy, and he'd punch on at the table to see who got the most food.
Out of Bannockburn.
That's it, Bill.
He's from Bannockburn.
I don't know how many there were. There were like 8 or 9 of them.
The Warples.
Mum used to just plonk the food down in the middle and then you bloody caught what you keep.
And little Jimmy is out the back.
That's it. He's clawing his way in to get some
stew. But I don't know if we got him. It says Bill, here a Hawthorne
Jimmy
player.
Jimmy Warple.
Or it might be Blake Hardwick, and this is what happened last time, Bill.
So that's tomorrow. But, Bill, Maybe finish today on a better note than yesterday.
Oh, well, I was just reading it. Hang on. Go to our sponsors.
No, we don't have a sponsor anymore. Here we go for Netherland and St Andrews Beach.
Grilled.
And grilled.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
St Andrews Beach Brewery, by the way, you can order it from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, that's right.
Shop online, standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au. And free delivery if you order over $100 worth. Fantastic. All right, come on.
Jim, I was golfing the other day, and I accidentally overturned my golf cart, which is a big no-no.
It is.
A very attractive female golfer who lived on the villa on the golf course heard the noise and come running out.
Yes.
Are you okay? I'm okay, thanks, I replied as I pulled myself out of the twisted wreck, Jim.
Yes.
Why don't you come up to my villa, rest for a while, and I'll help you get the cart out later.
Right.
Oh, I noticed that she had a nice little silky bathrobe on, Jim. Oh. It was partly open, so she revealed a nice-looking body. So I said, okay, that's mighty nice of you, so I think I'll just go up and have a drink with you. I'm not sure if my wife would like it, but anyway, we'll do this. Oh, come on. So, and she was pretty persuasive, Jim, so we went up and had a drink. After a couple of scotches, Jim, I thanked her and said, I feel a lot better now, thank you, but I know my wife is going to be really upset, so I better go now. Don't be silly, she said with a smile, letting her bathrobe just fall open a bit more, Jim. Stay for a while. She won't know anything. By the way, where is your wife? Well, I think she's still under the cart.
Oh, no.
She's still there, Jim. I just got carried away.
No, that's not appropriate or in the ballpark
listen
of
funny.
And it took forever.
And a long joke.
Well, a good a long one. Joke.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it. Well done. Oh, already. Well, great joke, Bill. Loved it.
No one said that.
That's Jess.
So, Gavin, finish up tonight, Fat.
And we went to Thailand.
Oh, no.
Sitting on a bus.
We did not.
Yes, we
mind
did.
You, that Thailand joke probably more appropriate than that one.
No, Paul. Wife was under the cart.